Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Put on your red dress, baby. Don't be going out tonight.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Yeah, I think you'll find a lot of things there that will help you. Got audio, podcast to your little heart's content, thousands, tens of thousands of podcasts on any topic under the small business sun, including many from our good friend Ed Abel, who's with us right now as a guest in our show. Articles that he and I and others have written are right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. as well as videos that I have conducted. So you can check those out too. Subscribe to my newsletter. Take the poll question right there on the homepage, et cetera, et cetera. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ed Abel, thank you again for hanging out with us. Founder of Abel Business Institute, the creator of Business Harmony. What else, Ed? What else can you tell us?
We got the Skillpreneur Business Growth Center.
Skillpreneur, that's right. I forgot about that.
Which is at Skillpreneur, SKILLPRENEUR. Skillpreneur.com. It's a whole resource center for small business owners, but it's also a social media site where small business owners chat, discuss, and talk about small business challenges. So it's very interactive.
Including how do we get ready for 2013?
Well, that's the big challenge, you know, and we all talk about it. We've all started talking about it probably, I don't know, maybe a week ago. It started to come into our consciousness. And, you know, the biggest challenge for all of us is taking the time, allocating the time, sit down and write it. One of the biggest challenges I have found working with business owners, including myself, Jim, every Sunday at 4 o'clock, besides getting your newsletter, I also get a reminder from my calendar that says, write 2013 plan of action and goals. And what we don't
That's
do
a great
is sit
idea.
Down.
Put it on a calendar and make it remind you.
Except then do it. And we don't sit and write
Well, there is that little detail, isn't there?
We think it. You know, let's call all the people listening today to your show and ask how many of you have actually written it and then put it into action. And here's the kicker when you say put it into action. I'm talking about using a calendar system to keep you in the flow, because I guarantee you February of 2013, you're going to start seeing the dust accumulate on that plan if you were fortunate enough to write it. And it's very much, you know, where we get lost, and then by February, we're in the throes of things, and we're really, you know, in the business, no longer working on it.
Hey, Ed, how about this? Now, a lot of people are saying, okay, I don't know what to write down. But what about this? What if they write down questions? What if they say, okay, I think maybe some people it might be easier for them rather than to write down what they need to do, because they kind of think they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. If they didn't, they wouldn't be doing it, right? But what if they sort of question themselves? They said, you know, something like, what if I need to do I need to upgrade my customer list, my customer profile? What would happen if I lost one of my key employees? Is my business in the best location? I don't know. I'm just saying, would it be easier if we ask ourselves questions? Because, see, if you do that, you're not presuming that you're doing something wrong, because you could say, no, I'm good. But you also could maybe ask that question of other people. Employees, managers, maybe your counselors, whoever you work with, your business coach, you could ask them that question, and they could give you a little bit of feedback. What about questions?
So questions are great, and I'm all about whatever it takes to start the process. But at the end of the day, here's what you need. 3 large one-year goals. What do you want to accomplish next year? Just 3. And here's what happens, and I'm sure it's with you, with me. Right now I've got 12, 15 things, and I'll be all over the map. But if I just limit it to three as my three primary mm-hmm. objectives for the year, mm-hmm. and then look at the action steps needed to achieve that, because that's the next step. You know, oh, I want to do this. Great. How? What's the process you want to use to accomplish that? What is
so
the
should
execution?
You, what about this process, Art? You ask yourself all these questions. You come up with 10 or 12 things that you realize that you hadn't identified before. Now you're kind of realizing you need to work on it. But instead of just picking three, what if we put those 12 into try to put them under three categories, so to speak?
That's a great idea. That way you're not
abandoning nine.
I love it. What a great idea. Makes it even better.
Maybe some of your what you come up with, maybe they're not realistic. Maybe, you know, acquiring your biggest competitor, you know, you'd like to do that, but maybe that's not realistic for 2013. Maybe that's a fun one that you kind of put over by itself. But if you can, put them in categories. Put them under an umbrella.
I think that's a great idea. And so, in essence, what you're saying is you have three categories and everything comes under that.
Yeah. That way, you're not, as you said earlier, you're not bouncing all over the place. You can kind of, you've got everything sort of, it's a way of organizing, really, isn't it?
I like that. I like that a lot.
Nice your thoughts. Ed, I need the website again one more time, please.
Check us out at Skill, SKILL, Preneur, PRENEUR, all one word, .com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break, right back with our good friend Ed Abel. After these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Times I remember.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.